Welcome to New Books in Poetry. I am your host, Jen Fitzgerald. Today we are kicking off our third annual month-long celebration of the chapbook, Chapbookapalooza. For the entire month of November, we will bring you interviews with poets about some exciting new collections. And for this festival, our headliner goes first. Roy G. Guzman was born in Honduras and raised in Miami, Florida. He is an MFA candidate in creative writing at the University of Minnesota. His work has appeared or will appear in Winter Tangerine, Juked, Platypus Press's Wilderness, The Collapsar, Asaracus, Public Pool, and Up the Staircase Quarterly. Roy is one of the poetry editors for Sundog Lit, and his work has been nominated for the Pushcart Prize and Best of the Net. This year, he is serving as the scribe for human rights at the University of Minnesota, focusing on issues affecting Latinx immigrants. After the massacre in Orlando, his poem, Restored Mural for Orlando, was turned into a chapbook to raise funds for the victims. With poet Miguel M. Morales, Roy is also editing the Pulse Pulso anthology related to this same tragedy. Reach him at royguzman.com or at Dreaming in Gauze on Twitter. Welcome, Roy.
Thank you.
So before we hear some of the work, could you tell us about the drive behind this collection, when you started writing it, and why?
Yes. So the massacre happened, I think it was overnight, Saturday to Sunday. And it was basically that night, as I was reading the news, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then on Sunday, the whole sort of picture became, it became clear for me what happened. And I was in a lot of grief that Sunday, all of Sunday. A friend of mine ends up inviting a couple of us to sort of talk about this, and not even talk about it so much as, like, you know, we're there for each other and to be in the presence of one another. And the the poem Restore Mural, I believe that I started writing it, if not Monday, Tuesday. And that's because by then I was, I think my grief turned into anger. Mm-hmm. I was feeling very angry about what happened. I was feeling very angry about the ways in which people were responding to the massacre. And so I started working on this, and within a couple of hours, I had a friend who is the artist, the visual artist of the chapbook. They end up contacting me, and they gave me revisions. I ended up getting this published through Public Pool. I believe this was either Wednesday or Thursday. Mm-hmm. Of that same week. So it was a very fast process. And by the time the poem gets published, a translator from California, Marco Antonio, he ends up contacting me and saying, hey, could I translate this to Spanish? And I said, of course, I need people, you know, Spanish speakers to also get this, what we're going through. Mm-hmm. And I think that by the following week, or maybe that weekend or the following week, Dee Allen contacts me again and says, hey, how about we, I respond to this through, you know, through visual artwork. And I said, yeah, that would be great. And then it sort of was this process of like, okay, so if we turn this into a chapbook, what do we want to do with this? And immediately we thought about the victim. So how can we help the victims, you know, through this sort of act? And we thought that by printing it, by making this this object, we could raise funds for the victims. Yeah. And that's the process. Yep.
It's a wonderful idea and a wonderful piece of artwork with the confluence of the translation and the visual aspects. I think our readers would love to hear some of it. The text appears to be broken up into two long poems, or one long poem and two parts. So for the reading, could we hear the first part from pages 1 to 7?
Sure. Restored Mural for Orlando. seconds before the shooter sprays bullets on my brother's and sister's bodies, the DJ stops the record from spinning, and I am interested in that brief dazzle of pink light, how it spreads on iron-pressed shirts until they turn purple, how a gun is a heart that has forgotten to sing. The rapture in a stranger's eyes, a candid take on resurrection. You visit Orlando to fantasize about the childhood you didn't have. Even though I grew up in Florida, the trip was a luxury because I grew up poor. And when I finally could afford it, I took my parents to Universal Studios. This is the first time I ever saw my mother get on a roller coaster because she's always been ashamed of her weight. And we ended up buying a timeshare by mistake, not really by mistake, but by my illusion that my parents worked themselves sick in the U.S. so they needed vacations. And the debt collectors still call us after all these years to remind us of the Great Recession, where my mother lost her job and my father had to go into early retirement. Our mothers gave us names so we would know what goes at the head of a tombstone, bare precis, and our duty is to feel the isolation that any alignment of letters can trigger when they're carved out of grief, since most of us were born or bloom out of sorrow like swans, always bent on pond water or unpaid bills, as though we are fishing for clues about our graves or where we'll stop to mislay our moisture on others' necks. And just the night before, I went out for drag night at Lush with four other poets, one reason to escape my schedule and relive my adolescence. I'm afraid of attending places that celebrate our bodies because that's also where our bodies have been canceled. When you're brown and gay, you're always dying twice. I got to see 13 performances by amateurs, a few special guests, one queen who happened to make a stop in Minneapolis. She's a national sensation. And the MC sang a raspy but virtuosic version of When You're Good to Mama. And the boys and girls and femmes line up with their dollar bills, which the queens scarf down with their perfect bosoms and their teeth. And I turned to Denise and said, the whole performance reminded me of receiving communion as a child. How for me, a church is a roof that's always collapsing. Though I might have been talking about lovers paying their condolences. So often we forget that what kills us now once believed in our survival. That a pistol and a rifle pulled apart can be the shape of your arms as you pull a lover closer. That when his teeth are black, it means you picked the right bottle of Sauvignon. That in our video games, one can ride a bullet toward eternity.
Thank you very much. That is really absolutely beautiful. It really is. Can you talk to us about, I know that you mentioned that you wanted to have this in both languages and that it was important to you. What is it like to present this to two different communities or multiple communities? And what is it like to work with a translator?
Yeah, with the translator, it was a phenomenal experience. Marco's very experienced. So he had this translation, I think, in about a day or a day and a half. And then I've also had translating experience. So when he presented me with the Spanish text, we worked on some things together, some parts, some images, just to make sure that sort of the meaning was being translated well. One of the things about, I think, working with many communities is trying to find where we all intersect. And for me, it had a lot to do with being a person of color, with, Spanish being a language that we use, that we were also talking and addressing issues of class. You know, poetry, unfortunately, is often sort of like marginalized as something that, you know, is only for the educated. And I was thinking about those things as I was writing the poem and as I was revising it. I wanted to make sure that the metaphors, that the language I was using, was, you know, as exact as possible, but I also wanted to make sure that this was accessible. Mm-hmm. And with the translation, we were also talking about accessibility, and also sort of the, you know, when some lines were not, did not translate as fluidly, we mm-hmm. would try to find ways to still capture that essence that is in the English version.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when people talk about accessibility, it's more in a pejorative context, but I tend to think of accessibility as something that draws from life instead of previous texts. Mm-hmm. I know that often in academia, poetry gets so entrenched in itself and its forebears that it's like some big inside joke that it doesn't want anyone else to know, maybe?
Absolutely. Yeah, and absolutely. It's very much tied with socioeconomics. It's often, I feel for me, when I grew up, you know, with poetry, it was so tied to gender. Like the male gender was so predominant in a lot of the texts that I read in school. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that this, I also wanted to make sure that this text honored anyone who was not only queer but also identified as female, as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you did it. Absolutely, it was a success. So for our listeners, there is a link on the New Books and Poetry site to purchase Restored Mural for Orlando. 10% of the proceeds will be donated to Pride Lines. The rest of the funds will be used in the continued production of the chapbook, including donating copies to places focusing on queer and trans lives, as well as overall support of the production. So is there anything else that you would like our readers to know about the chapbook?
Yeah, so far we have, I believe that we have raised around $1,000 for the victims.
Awesome.
We've sold several copies as PDFs, which you can do, and then also the physical copies. We've also been, we've had copies available at physical sites in Minneapolis, in Minnesota in general, but it's been great just mailing copies to people, having people talk about the chapbook. Also, Goodreads, one of my friends was able to start a Goodreads sort of profile for the chapbook.
Great.
So if anybody has any feedback, that could be a good place to do that. I think just word of mouth, now that a lot of these funds have been disseminated to the victims, the next thing that we're talking about is like, how do we continue sending these funds to places where especially queer and trans people of color wouldn't have access to resources, access to money? So that's basically our next step in this project.
And you'll have updates on your website for people who want to be involved?
Absolutely. And there's also through the Pulso anthology, there's going to be a lot more happening with that. We have a selection of 16 writers, but that's increasing soon as we work on different revisions. But that anthology is also an extension, I like to think, of this project. I'm doing a follow-up poem to Restore Mural for Orlando, and that work will hopefully come out through Notre Dame Review. Not sure if this year or next year.
Wonderful. When the anthology is ready for review, I hope that you'll consider New Books and Poetry as a good home for promotion.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So thank you, Roy, for sharing your work with us and for kicking off Chapbookapalooza.
Yes, thank you so much.
This has been Jen Fitzgerald with New Books and Poetry, reminding you to support all the arts, but especially poetry.